Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. Author Sung Hee Kwon is a divorce lawyer with 35 years of legal experience. Why scientifically analyzing the phenomenon of couples combining opposite personalities, even though personality differences are the biggest reason for divorce, she came to evolutionary biology and discovered the greatest long-cherished pursuit of biology, the sexual reproduction mechanism, and the new theory of evolution. She then wrote her findings in her first book that we'll talk about on today's program, nicknamed as Lamarck's Daughter. Self-proclaimed Jesus lawyer sent by John's Gospel 14 through 16, she claims to have been called to consummate Western civilization by integrating religion and science. She's living in Seoul, South Korea. Her latest evolutionary biology book, Can Macron Offer Biden the Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights? And author Sung Hee Kwon joins us via Skype from South Korea. Sung Hee, welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us.
Okay, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Well,
from Korea.
It's an honor to have you here on the program from South Korea to talk about this book that is receiving much international acclaim. Can Macron Offer Biden Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights? The author, Sung Hee Kwon, our guest on the program. You've talked about Jesus has already returned to Earth, to the world. Talk about that. When and how has Jesus returned?
Actually, you know, this year, Netflix, there's a documentary, The Story of Moses. And, you know, firstly, I want to explain about me briefly more. So I assert that I am the prophet or the messenger of God. When I was a freshman, you know, I met the resurrected Jesus in front of me, and he said, the truth will set you free. And then 40 years later, you know, he said that, you know, I was sent by him, Jesus, and sometimes Yahweh. And this is the third year. You know, Jesus served for 3 years, and with the 3 years, he completed his work, right? So he said, through me, he will come back. You know, he will do that. He will accomplish his promise to be back. And you know, so that's why I'm here. And, okay, Jesus said, you know, he should... He said, you know, I should write a letter to the President Macron. And the title is, you know, Finally, I'm Back, My Friend Macron. You know, why he said this Macron president is his friend? Jesus said, you know, he has never seen a person who loves the truth as much as he does. And Old Testament, you know, Yahweh God said Abraham as his friend. So this Jesus said Macron president is his friend. And he said so, and I completed the letter June 18th, and I sent them to the friends, Élysée Palace, you know, where President Macron lives.
Yes.
And Jesus also said I should put the letter in USA Today at. So I put the letter on USA Today, LA region edition, July 26th, and USA Today, New York edition, August 2nd. And, you know, the title is, you know, Finally I'm Back, right? So Jesus just did not send the letter. He himself also came back. You know, he said to me that, he came back with two other gods together, Dionysus God and Horus God. And when I sent the letter to France, you know, he was also went to France first. And he said, you know, this year, you know, Paris Olympic was there, right?
Yes.
So the opening ceremony, he was there with Dionysos and the Horus god. And especially the Dionysos god, you know, was there performing with other, you know, some drinking people. And he enjoyed that with Horus god. And he said, you know, before he died, he had a last supper with his disciples. So he said, after I came back in the new kingdom, and there I drink the wine again, I will not drink, he said. So he said at the Paris Olympic, and he enjoyed the drink, the wine, you know, with his friend, you know, Horus and Dionysos. And he really enjoyed, and it was a very good welcoming party, and he enjoyed that. And, you know, this is kind of very weird, I know, but I'm very sure, you know, I heard the Jesus voice for 43 years. And this letter is not that short. It's a bit kind of long. It's like 10 pages. And I want, you know, the people get the letter, you know, from, I think, you know, get from President Macron and from USA Today, or, you know, my book publishing company, EC Publishing LLC, and some, maybe from me, maybe from Rick, you too? Yeah, if people,
yes,
you
yes,
know,
we will have. Yes, we will have that available,
yeah.
And that's important. That
as
yeah. was mentioned, the letter is in the book. Can Macron offer Biden the restoration of women's abortion rights? It's a fascinating letter. So much information there, and a copy available in the book at USA Today. The editions that were mentioned. Our guest on the program is Sung Hee Kwan. Now, if you're looking for the book. The book is listed with their family name first, Kwon, K-W-O-N, and then Sung Hee, S-U-N-G-H-E-E. The book is available wherever books are sold, published by ecpublishingllc.com. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sung Hee, you said there are three miracles that Jesus gave regarding his return. Briefly, what are those?
Yeah. Okay, so the USA Today New York edition was this year, August 2nd. And Jesus said, you know, after he enjoyed the Paris Olympic opening party, and then he went to America, you know, LA and New York and other areas. And at the latest, you know, August 2nd, he successfully came back. That's what he said to me. And then three miracles. Okay, so there are so many signs or miracles, you know, Jesus told through the four Gospels and also his apostle John, the Revelation, and, you know, and okay, I start with these three miracles, you know. Nowhere was written, okay? So the first thing is, in year 2021, May 17th, Darwin Arch collapsed in, you know, Ecuador, Galapagos Island. Okay, you know, there was while I was studying Darwinism is right, or Lamarckism is right, you know. Okay, so I was trying to why people opposite attract, you know, why.
Yes.
And I studied to write the human brain evolution. And that human brain and evolution, you know, made me reach the Darwinism. Okay, that's evolutionary theory. So I don't know why. First, as soon as I saw the Darwinism, I was so sure this is totally wrong. So, and I studied very hard, you know, like almost for 3 years, I did not go out, you know. I really read hard the evolutionary books almost 400 books very carefully, and I found, you know, Darwinism is right. Even though until now, nobody know what I found it. But anyway, I was very sure I found it. Darwinism is wrong. Lamarckism is right. So that year 2021, May 12th, I wrote on my Facebook, okay, I will crush this Darwin into stone dust, okay? And exactly 5 days later, I did not know there was a Darwin Arch thing was, you know, in Galapagos. So I saw, 5 days later, I saw the newspaper, you know, Darwin Arch collapsed in front of tourists. Yeah, that's the first miracle, you know. At that time, just I was coincidence, very weird, but I did not know exactly. But only this year, Jesus clearly said this was the first miracle, okay? The second miracle is, okay, I told you, Jesus told me to write a letter to President Macron, right? So I completed it June 18th, and immediately I sent it, arrived June 20th, right? So exactly 2 days later, the very powerful sword is Durandal sword. It's like, in English, it's similar to Excalibur. And the sword was in the Rocamadour steep for 1,300 years was there. And that June 22nd this year, all of a sudden, that sword is gone, you know. Until now, nobody knows where the sword is gone. Okay, you search newspaper and you find the news about this. And a few days later, Jesus told me the sword will not come back. Okay, so Jesus said this is the second miracle. And the third miracle, this year, August 2nd, Ohio, Canton, you know, Jesus' Mother Mary statue is there. So some people saw Jesus' mother's Mary's eyes blink or, you know, closed. So, okay, that was, you know, August 2nd is the very date Jesus told me the letter should be USA Today, New York
yes.
edition. That's also August 2nd, the same date. I felt why Jesus' mother Mary closed her eyes was, she was very relieved. She knew, she realized that her son successfully came back and he fulfilled his promise 2,000 years ago. That's the three miracles. And through, also, you know, when you read the Revelation shows, you know, the apocalypse things, right? So there, the Lamb broke the sixth seal, the final judgment of God started. And there, you know, the sky will be black cloth. Black will be black like a black cloth, and the moon will be red like blood, and the sky will be rolled like a scroll, and the stars fell from the sky, and locusts whose wings noise will be like you know, chariots into the world scene. So, you know, this year, you know, April 8th, there is a total eclipse. And just yesterday, October 2nd, there's also another eclipse. You know, we could see ring of fire, okay?
Yes.
And those are the sky black and moon red. And, okay, this year also, you know, the solar storm, because of the solar storm, all over the whole earth, there's a much auroras was there. It's like, you know, we see the aurora sky like a rolled up like a scroll, you know?
Yes.
And then, you know, many stars and meteors and comets, especially this year, many comets, especially yesterday, a comet A3 was there. 80,000 years, we could see that again, you know, the scientists say. And you see, 1,000 trillion cicadas was this year in America after 221 years later, okay? So those are periodical scattered. Piratical locates, also called as a locust. So Jesus said, all these are the revelation apocalypse era. And Jesus also, one promise also left. It is, Jesus said, anybody who is victorious and stand to the last, and we will receive, you know, the morning star. It is the new star. Okay, this year, you know, the scientists said every 80 years, this new star explodes. And that is, you know, TCLB, okay, Corona Borealis. So nowadays, you know, every scientist, you know, look up the sky every day when the explosions. Actually, they predicted early this year, August or September, but until now, you know, it did not show. So I want, you know, people, the whole people, you know, my word now is very strange. I understand. But if they believe what I say and the whole world knows Jesus successfully came back this year and everybody know that, and as a celebrating, Jesus promised he will give this new star explosion, okay? And then the four gospel also said, you know, Jesus said when he comes back, the end time starts with birth pain. And also Jesus said how dreadful it will be pregnant women and nursing mothers. And also, you know, you remember, okay, Jesus was climbing the mountain to the Golgotha to be crucified. And he said the weeping Jerusalem woman, okay, women, stop crying for me. Cry for yourself. Someday, the barren woman and the woman breast never nursed will be very blessed. Someday will come. So I thought, you know, I read those things. Okay, American women, you know, they all of a sudden their abortion rights is gone, right? So I thought, okay, this is the end time from the four gospels and Jesus what said. And normally, okay, so God is, you know, the existence or the presence, you know, helping people, especially free people from the slavery, like Moses did, you know. Moses saved the Israelites from the Egypt, right?
Yes.
So why Jesus came is, you know, like the weak. I mean, the women and the LGBTQ people, they are, frankly, they are weak nowadays. You know, they are not like, you know, normal people, okay? Especially Christian people, you know, they persecute. So I'm very sure Jesus came to save this women, abortion, and feminism, and these LGBTQ people. And then also, you know, Jesus said he came back with Dionysus and Horus God together. And Jesus, another biggest present is religious pluralism or polytheism, you know. These are, okay, this earth is very big. Where, when they live and they own special, you know, religion or God, it's also, it's like a kind of scientific adaptation. That is the result of, that's why, you know, a bit different, but still, you know, we see those are the truths. And one last thing, okay, so Jesus said he will be back like a time of Noah, okay? So nowadays, you know, just because of the climate change, especially this year, the whole world, what happened, you know that, right?
Oh, yes.
So actually, we can see the flood is near, like Noah times. But people are, you know, wicked. You know, they do worse. They persecute, you know, neighbors. Jesus said, even love your enemies. People cannot, they don't love neighbors, you know. So, and also, you know, Jesus came back as a scientific truth. So that means if we rely on the new truth, you know, the science, the, whatever scientists say about the climate climate crisis, and when we act on the whatever they say, then I'm very sure, you know, we could save this earth. You know, God promised after the Noah flood judgment, he said, when you see the rainbow in the clouds, there will be no more flood, right? So now Jesus, why came back, means, you know, if we, even though it's a bit late, but if from now on, if we very carefully prepare for climate crisis,
yes,
we can save our, yeah.
There is so much, so much that you've said there. And boy, the time is going by so quickly. The book is Can Macron Offer Biden the Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights by Sung Hee Kwan. Mm. The book is in the name, her family name first, Kwan, K-W-O-N, Sung Hee, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time for a couple of more questions. I want to talk about this, science and religion. For a long time, they were fighting each other. What's going on there, and what is your role in this of science and religion together?
Yeah, you know, everybody know, you know, science and religion does not get along well, right?
Yes.
So both of them assert they are dealing with truth. So I think, you know, if there's a real truth, and I don't think, you know, they can fight. So maybe one party from the two party or both of them are somewhere not truthful enough. That's why they are fighting, I think. So, and then also I told, you know, this Lamarckism thing or the Darwinism thing, it's like scientists say it's paradigm, you know, but it's paradigm is like, how can I say, it's like a language system. For example, you know, if I don't, if I can't speak English, I cannot talk with, you know, English people, English speaking people, right? So if, so, you know, the this religion, their own religious paradigm, and this scientists, their own Lamarckism paradigm, they cannot talk each other. But because of this Darwinism, you know, this Darwinism say God and religion are not truth and not science anymore, right? So, but I said, you know, Darwinism wrong is and the Lamarckism right. Based on the Lamarckism, God and religion and abortion and, you know, religious pluralism all became truth. And Darwinism, you know, cannot explain why homosexual or why transgenders are there. But this Lamarckism can explain all those things. So that is my role, you know, to give a new paradigm, kind of new language system give. And religion and science can be compatible very peacefully together. That's my role.
And you do that so well. Yeah. You make that explanation. You make that connection. And you are able to back it up. You've had some legendary discussions with Professor Richard Dawkins about the existence of God, and you go remarkable detail, and it's something that we all should look up and understand and follow. This book is Can Macron Offer Biden the Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights by Sung Hee Kwan. I want to finish with this here. You talk about abortion is a scientific phenomenon. Talk about that, if you will. Explain.
Yeah, okay, so there are, you know, many lives on Earth, right? So if I split, I can split, you know, three realms. Okay, firstly, bacteria, you know, prokaryote, and the second is eukaryotic single-cell organisms. And there is like, so amoeba or plate thing, and then you know, like a plant and animal is multicellular organisms. Okay, so and all these, you know, live pre-survival post-reproduction. For example, bacteria, they don't have food or nutrition. They cannot survive. They cannot reproduce. Okay, I told you, you know, the pre-survival post-reproduction, right?
Yes.
So any, like, for example, you know, any plant or animal cannot survive, then even they cannot survive. How can they reproduce, you know? So, for example, you know, like a seahorse, you know, the male pregnant. And, for example, you know, then the female pregnant and lay together, then they cannot survive, both of them. I mean, the male, female seahorse cannot. So, and then, for example, you know, multicellular organisms, you know, growth first. And then, for example, you know, okay, so girl, you know, the menstruation starts like after, you know, 13, 14 years later, right? So that's, you know, to protect their survival. And then the menopause also, you know, two old women get pregnant, she cannot survive. Okay, like that way. So an animal cannot survive, then automatically, you know, miscarriage. There's many, for example, you know, African seals, okay, that year they don't have enough food. All the seals together miscarriage. The fetuses are floating all over the sea. And then the array, it's kind of fish, and she is stressed. Immediately, she just throw away the fetuses, you know. So that means, you know, that's very, the survival itself is very important. They
yes.
should survive first, and then later, maybe next year, the environment is good, and then reproduce again. The same principle works also for women, you know, okay? So then, you know, people are just not survive means, you know, just life that we live socially, right? So if we socially, women are socially endangered, they get abortion, you know?
Yes.
So that is the science. So that's why abortion is very scientific phenomena, very typical phenomena based on the Lamarckian paradigm, you know.
We are just have time to scratch the surface. There is so much here. And if you look for Sung Hee's website or a book, the book is Can Macron Offer Biden the Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights? The book is available internationally. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Published by ecpublishingllc.com, and I thank them for arranging our conversation today. In the book, it includes a scientific findings report, the letter that we talked about in the beginning that was sent to President Macron. The author is Sung Hee Kwan. Now, you'll find that the family name first, Kwan, K-W-O-N, Sung, S-U-N-G, dash Hee, H-E-E. And that will get you to the book. Yes. You'll be able to order it, find information there. Google and find it, information on the author as well for 35 years, an attorney, a divorce lawyer, coming to us from South Korea today. Sung Lee, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. So much more to talk about. Hopefully we can continue this conversation. Very enlightening, and we encourage people to pick up a copy of your book. And I know it's early morning for you as we're talking. Thank you so much for being with us on the program and sharing all this very vital information. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Sung Hee Kwan, the book is Can Macron Offer Biden the Restoration of Women's Abortion Rights? The book available wherever books are sold. And you'll get a direct link onto the Amazon page with the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We thank you for listening, and there's more coming up on today's This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.